Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it is now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I. And this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon. And for this website, I also like to use the pseudonym Noella Noelophile. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular. My guests and I are going to tell you about special places you can go and things you can do during the Christmas season. We'll fill you in on gifted artists who are creating things you might just like to consider putting under your Christmas tree for the important people in your life. And we'll also do one other thing. We're going to be talking with people who are doing what Charles Dickens' Scrooge promised to do, honoring Christmas in their hearts and keeping it all the year. So, let's get started.
Many people actually call it, what is the Lucia Fair? Well, it's actually a Christmas fair. The event, the whole fair, is actually on the actual Saint Lucia Day in Sweden. They come into the room, the Lucia first, with the wreath, and she has live candles in her hair.
A traditional Swedish Christmas celebration is just about to happen this Sunday in Torrance, and you're invited. Swedish Women's Educational Association Los Angeles, or SWEA Los Angeles for short, will be hosting their 36th annual Christmas Fair this Sunday, December 13th, in a new location, Torrance Cultural Arts Center. Sanna Wilkinson is one of the three co-chairs of the 2015 SWEA Los Angeles Swedish Christmas Fair. Sanna, what is one of your absolute favorite Christmas customs from growing up in Sweden that we're going to see at the SWEA Los Angeles 36th Annual Christmas Fair?
It is the food that will be presented by the food vendors to a certain extent, not all of them, but some samplings of Swedish Christmas foods, especially the baked goods. My absolute favorite baked goods is called saffron bread, and it has a lot of formations as it's presented. And the symbolism of some of them are quite intricate. But the saffron bread, which is a sweet bread, is actually the main ingredient, is the very exotic spice, saffron. And I think Swedish bakery or baked goods is pretty exclusive on that type of bread.
Oh my goodness, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it is very, very good. And it's very pretty. It's yellow and kind of with a brown top, of course. It's like buns, but it's yellow and it's sweet and it has sometimes like lots of butter inside and raisins.
Do you remember making that as a child in Sweden?
Oh, I make it every year.
Wow, how neat is that? Now, I understand that you are an artist, a professional both graphic artist and fine artist. Would you draw me a word picture of what we see when we walk into the Torrance Cultural Arts Center on December 13th, about 10 o'clock in the morning?
Good question, because I will have to just sort of mentally visualize it since we have never been on this location before. So you will see entrance tables, and as best we can, have we placed Christmas trees to decorate this a little bit community fair center type building, not at all what it was last year in the LA theater. That proved to be too impractical for our purposes. But we will see Christmas trees in the entry, and to the right you will come into a large room with a stage, and that's where all the food vendors are going to be. Then you're going to meander, or you're going to circle around. It's all open through all the room. So you go from the auditorium room where the food is across the courtyard. That's where we're going to have Volvo is going to show some cars there, display some cars, and we're going to have a Nordic Viking on the courtyard, and there's going to be a lot of tables where people can eat. And these tables are going to be decorated with red tablecloths and whatever you have for Christmas. And then further on after the courtyard, you will come to the big Toyota room, and that will be where most of the gifts and Christmas decorations and handicrafts are going to be sold. And as you go do the full circle back again, you will come into the room where there's going to be a big tombola, and there's going to be some other tables that are more related to SVEA, the Swedish Women's Educational Association's own merchandise and sales.
I'm going to interrupt you here. You used a word with which I'm not familiar. There's going to be a big, what sounds like you said, tombola?
Tombola, yeah. That is not a raffle. It's, I guess you would call it a lottery. I mean, you just have a big bin that you spin, and people pull the ticket, and the people behind the counter look at the ticket. You see it all the time at fairs. They look at the ticket, and they give you a price right away on the spot.
So everybody wins is what you're telling me.
Yeah, and depending on what the number is, it can be like just a little token thing, or it can be a, you know, you can find a real hit in the number of many donated items. That is not to be confused with a raffle. And the raffle has very, very good prices. And the first prize in the raffle, which is not going to be situated in that room, is going to be in the entrance lobby. The raffle has as its first prize a round-trip ticket to Scandinavia, in any of the Scandinavian capital cities.
Tell me about the Nordic Viking, too. You're going to have one of those in the courtyard?
Yeah. He's actually traveling with the whole gear, and he has a Nordic Viking princess as his assistant. And he certainly looks like a Viking. The kid, and he's kind of going to be like a live exhibition, and he's going to be placed on stage. I need to find an umbrella out on the courtyard. It is going to be, if it's not like bad luck and bad weather, which I don't think, it's going to be very sunny, so the poor Viking needs to have a shade of sorts, but I'll find it.
We don't want a sunburned Viking here.
No, or he's going to be dressed in these like felt things and fur, and so it's going to be hot for him.
Oh my goodness. Let's hope that we have a little bit cooler weather for the 13th December.
Yes, yeah.
What kind of Christmas decorations are we going to see among the vendors that you, again, as a fine artist, might choose to decorate your home in traditional Swedish Christmas decorations?
Well, it's in this day and age, it's blending now. And for instance, our Santa Claus, who I want to throw in there, the Svea Santa Claus, he's going to be dressed in a traditional American Santa Claus outfit, you know, the red and the belt and the whole thing. He's turning out to be more and more like that in Sweden too, but that is not the way a Swedish Santa Claus looks. You might find a little statuette or a little decoration showing a Santa Claus or a picture that shows a Swedish Santa Claus. And he's a rather lonely, small guy in a gray felt outfit and with a little red cap and a beard. He's more like he's kind of related to the gnomes, but absolutely not a gnome.
Now, when you come to the SWEA Los Angeles Christmas Fair, what you'll be experiencing is the end result of an idea by a very talented organizer more than 3.5 decades ago.
The fair was founded in 1978 by Agneta Nilsson.
Agneta Nilsson is the founder of SWEA International and their chairman emeritus.
It's kind of gone full circle. She's been involved in this Christmas fair forever, and so have a lot of ladies in her age generation, and they have said now it's time for somebody else to take over. And it's gone through, you know, various stages of success and people who have run it.
According to a 2014 article in SWEA Los Angeles Christmas Fair program, she had first arranged a similar fair as a church fundraiser in 1967. And 11 years later, a friend called her to ask if she would stage another one. The 1978 Christmas Fair Agneta Nilsson created was so successful that it raised sufficient funds to start SWEA International, a global nonprofit network dedicated to promoting Swedish culture and tradition. Now this Sunday, part of sharing that culture will be the dancing around the Christmas tree at the SWEA Los Angeles Christmas Fair.
This is for the children, and the parents are the ones who kind of take the lead because they did it when they were children. And for instance, they do one dance that's called the Small Frogs. Small frogs are very cute to see. They have no ears, they have no tails, but they do jump a lot. And they go with the ears, right? And then wiggle something on their butts, right? And then they jump around. The wiggle of the ear means that they have no ears, right? The frogs. And then the wiggle behind your back on your butt, right? There's no tail. And then you have the fog is running across the eyes is the next one. And it's like just silly rhymes. And then they sing songs about all the guilds. We want to sing the song about the baker. And they say, this is how the baker does it. And then everybody sits down and slaps the floor.
Santa says another of the traditional Swedish folk dances is about a girl.
She's looking for a sweetheart, right? And that golden red band is supposed to be, when she finally finds her sweetheart, she ties it around her sweetheart.
Oh, how fun.
And I don't know if they've actually practiced that. I mean, some of these things are sort of like Mary Had a Little Lamb. You don't even know what you're saying. It's just like, blah, blah, blah. It's called nursery rhyme. But it's, we all have it in our bones.
In fact, that was interesting because looking at the video prior to our interview, I was listening to the melody, and a lot of these are songs I recall singing as a child in New York with different words, where it's melodies that are pretty much universal, I think, for children.
Yeah, very possibly so. Of course, we want to claim total, total ownership of them.
Now, while this sounds like a lot of fun, there's a lot involved behind the scenes.
This year, I chair it together with one of Agneta's very dear friends, who is very good at this, and her name is Agneta Bergsten. And she's the one who's in charge of all the vendors and everything that has anything to do with the facility. I'm in charge of everything that has to do with entertainment, PR, fundraising, and marketing.
And in addition, the third co-chair is Ingard Landstrom, who oversees all of Sweden's sales tables and decorations. How far in advance do you have to start to prepare for something like the Sweden Los Angeles Christmas Fair?
March.
What's been one of your best challenges and what's been one of your best experiences so far with the Sweden Christmas Fair?
My best experience is to see the end result, how it all falls into place. It's a lot of the biggest challenge is the time factor, how to juggle things that I unfortunately have taken up upon my shoulder, and then also finding, I mean, because I have other commitments too. And, you know, you get offered a job, this is a volunteer job, right? And it basically consumes me. It has consumed. I've been working on this since March. In July, I had to get started with getting an ad into Westways magazine. July. Who wants to think of Christmas in July? And keeping track of it and keeping people together. A lot of work. A lot of legwork. A lot of contacting. Some things happen on the way. Miracles happen on the way. Oh, my!
What's been one of your favorite miracles on the way to preparing this?
We have received fabulous donations. Another miracle was that after we have changed halls, you know, places for this, you need a big hall that can fit 3,000 people. And we have looked and looked and looked, and then we found this in Torrance, and it's perfect for our purpose. No steps, just plain areas, you know, when you have wheelchair people and things like that. Just fabulous. Light and airy, fresh, modern. Finding the Torrance Cultural Arts Center was also a fabulous thing.
So if you come to the Torrance Cultural Arts Center on Sunday, what might you see in the way of traditional Swedish Christmas decorations?
Little straw figures, straw animals, or especially the goat. Anything that looks like gingerbready, like we have as our little Christmas logo. You might have seen the gingerbread heart.
I have. I always love to see these because they look so festive.
Well, I'm sure they will sell them in the bakery. Whether it says Svea on them, I will leave unsaid.
Following our interview, Santa emailed some information that included the fact that the goat, as a Scandinavian Christmas symbol, dates back to pagan times. Stories vary about its origin. One account includes the story of the Norse god Thor, who rode through the sky in a chariot drawn by two goats. Sounds pretty familiar. Tell me also, please, about the Lucia pageant we're going to see.
Yeah, and that is the highlight. Many people actually call it, when is the Lucia fair? Well, it's actually a Christmas fair. Everybody hushed. This year, the event, the whole fair, is actually on the actual Saint Lucia Day in Sweden. The 13th of December is her day. And if you look at the video, you see how they come into the room and they all have all these live candles. The Lucia first with the wreath, and she has live candles in her hair. So we have to have lots of fire extinguishers. And then they sing beautiful songs. Beautiful. They are so professionally, they are amateurs, but the lady who choreographs it, her name is Marti Baldicecki. She is doing a fantastic job. She's actually participating as one of the maidens in the entourage herself this year.
And how do you choose Lucia for that procession?
That's an interesting question, because it's every little town, every little event, every little classroom, and any group in Sweden chooses a Lucia. It's kind of like a your beauty contest of the year type thing, but everybody has a Lucia. Via Los Angeles, none of this democratic stuff, right? Via Los Angeles has one person who chooses the Lucia, which is wonderful, because she's the one who choreographed it. That's Marti. She knows who works the best. And it's usually, I mean, they all sing, and often the Lucia sings a solo herself. So she chooses the Lucia. But sometimes it's like a beauty contest, and people actually vote for the Lucia. In classrooms, it can turn into a popularity contest. So in the lower grades, it's turned into that this is not very fair, you know, how all children must feel very special. So all of a sudden we have all Lucias and no maiden.
Oh, goodness. The disease has hit you too, huh?
Somebody has to be the winner, right? But a little parenthesis that I think is interesting for you to know. The 10th of December, the Nobel Prizes are handed out in Sweden and in Norway. One, the Peace Prize is given out in Norway, in Oslo. You're familiar with the Nobel Prize, right?
Yes.
Yeah, in all the sciences and in for peace. Okay. The Nobel Prize winner, I mean, that's when the king gives them the prizes. So the Nobel Prize winners often hang out in Stockholm a little bit because it's a beautiful Christmas time and, you know, lots of things like this. And it has been a tradition for many, I think over 50 years, that the winner in literature every year has crowned this Swedish Lucia, and he crowns her in City Hall of Stockholm, and it's a fabulous ceremony.
Who will be crowning your Lucia at the Christmas fair?
That's a good question. And the reason I bring this up is that that person is often somebody of clout or fame. We have two, since there are two performances, right? We got to do this show twice. The first one is Paul Ottosson, and he is actually an Oscar winner in sound for films like Hurt Locker. I think he did the sound there, but anyway, he's a sound effects stage Hollywood person, and he has won an Oscar. Good enough for us. He's famous enough for us, right? Has to, preferably a Swede. And the second one is the daughter of Quincy Jones, the jazz musician.
The musician-producer, as in the dude, wow.
Yeah, and her name is Martina Jones, and she's actually, her mother is Swedish. So, Swedish-born daughter. And you will be able to read their biographies in the Swedish Christmas magazine that I am working on. I'm the one who's doing that right now.
Sounds like you've got your hands full between now and the 13th of December.
Yeah, I do.
Let's quickly mention what's going to be happening for the children, too. We have the drawing for the adults. We have this incredible food and a lot of shopping in the Lucia pageant. What about for the kids?
There is a special children's corner where they can play. I mean, it's a little, kind of a little bit of a, you know, activities for kids, cut and paste and things like that. And there's people from the Swedish school, which is a little school in Santa Monica. Staff from there, there's going to be there. And the tomte, mark my word, T-O-M-T-E, which is Swedish Santa Claus. So you need to call him Tomte and write or say Swedish Santa Claus.
Tomte.
Right. He's going to hang out in the children's corner a lot. And he's going to, at the moment, he's going to be sitting down and take their wishes. But we haven't quite decided where his chair is going to be.
This is going to be a great event. It will probably be too late to have you get volunteers through this when I put this up on my website, but when do you begin recruiting volunteers and vendors for the Swedish Christmas Fair of 2016?
Well, the vendors got the recruitment started around 1st of August, I'd say. Yeah, 1st of August. And volunteers have been asked to help out since last day of September. And it's always a scramble for volunteers, that's for sure.
So anyone that might like to help you with next year's Christmas Fair would not necessarily have to be Swedish just to get in touch with you?
Right. Anyone who wants to come in at the last minute, we will not say no.
Let's give that website one more time for them to contact you about the Swedish Christmas Fair.
That would be losangeles.svea.org.
As we wrap up here, Santa, what's one of your all-time favorite Christmas memories?
Good question. Sitting around with my family at Christmas, having Christmas dinner, and Swedes, like my husband's joke, Swedes can't wait to open those wrapped packages. We have Christmas on Christmas Eve, have dinner, 4, 3, and then after that, we sit down, and if you're an adult, you have glögg, that will be sold, by the way. It's a very spicy wine, beautiful. And open up all the Christmas presents. And we get to stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning if we feel like it.
That sounds like my kind of Christmas, actually.
Yeah, but it is held on the 24th, and that is my personal favorite memory.
Santa, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Doc.
You and I have been listening to Santa Wilkinson, who is one of the three co-chairs of the upcoming SWEA Los Angeles 36th Annual Swedish Christmas Fair. SWEA Los Angeles Annual Christmas Fair is happening this Sunday, December 13th in their new location of Torrance Cultural Center. Hours are from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Suggested donation is $10 for adults, and children under 12 get in free. Parking is free as well. Santa and her co-chairs Ingrid Landstrom and Anita Bergstrom would love to see you at the Swedish Women's Educational Association of Los Angeles 36th Annual Christmas Fair. You'll find more information at losangeles.swea.org. That's losangeles.swea.org. And that concludes this edition of Noelophile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be full of light, dancing, music, and warm saffron bread.